This is North Shore High School basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Tonight, Beverly plays host to Peabody in boys action. Both two teams coming in at one win and two losses on the year. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Monahan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. At 84 High Street, see General Manager Jeff Klickstein. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Located on Chestnut Street in Lynn and on the web at harringtontrophy.com. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Combined with Lynn Arts, a cultural, vibrant downtown community location. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, business, a complete peace of mind. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole Restaurant on the Linway in Lynn. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows and visit their website at lynnauditorium.com. And by the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for North Shore news, sports, entertainment, and information. Well, here we are at Beverly High School getting ready for tonight's game. Live video streaming tonight as well here on MSONewsSports.com. Beverly to the right, warming up with the white home uniforms, the orange jackets right now. Peabody, the visiting team, with the navy blue shirts and shorts, warming up to our left. Thad Broughton, the head coach at Peabody High School. He'll join us in just a moment. And Scott Lewis for Beverly High School, their head coach. Rick Moore is alongside. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us tonight. And, Rick, I guess our story so far this winter sports season, we've had tight games, every single one of them.
Yeah, I think we're expecting more tonight. We've done three hockey games, two basketball games, and they've all been wicked close. I think the biggest blowout was 2 points in basketball and an empty net goal, making it a two-goal game in hockey. So expect more of the same tonight. And the crowds have been terrific, too, Bill. We had a terrific crowd over at the Bork Arena on Saturday for that game, and Beverly played Danvers in that one in hockey, and I expect we'll have a good crowd tonight as people are... This has been the craziest driving day of all time, so if you're out there listening on your phone, in your car, just take it easy, man, because this has been... People are nuts today. This should be fun tonight.
All right, what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with Thad Broughton and Scott Lewis, the head coaches of tonight's game, just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. Peabody High School boys basketball coach Thad Broughton is with us prior to the game here tonight against Beverly. And Thad, I guess, first of all, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's how would you assess what's happened so far for Peabody basketball?
So early in the season, it's almost like any team. You know, you're kind of trying to find your identity and you're trying to find your key players and have the guys around them have those supporting roles. So it's been a little up and down. We've had 2 1-point games. One we won and one we lost. So I think as the season moves forward, we're going to find out a little bit of a truer identity. So right now we're still playing a lot of guys, and hopefully we'll be able to narrow that down a little bit to smooth out the rotation.
Let me ask you this. If you were to kind of single out an area of the game that in one of the games really did come together for you, what might that be? And then conversely, where are some areas where you're concerned?
Yeah, definitely a concern for us is just down low, just rebounding and making sure that we hit the glass. In terms of coming together, I thought offensively against Classical, we played a pretty good game. We shared the basketball, and those are some of the things that we're definitely going to need to do throughout the year. So concerns for me are rebounding. Things that I thought were positive recently is our ball movement. We just got to make sure we stick the shots.
What about this Beverly team? What's the scouting report, and what kind of a game are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, Beverly, they're tough. They're always good. They're well coached, and they can shoot the basketball. They got a couple of really good shooters outside. So we're going to have to get to the shooters. We're going to have to contest shots, and then we're going to have to keep them off the glass down low.
And, you know, I often will have coaches kind of look at their starting lineup, but I know you don't, at this time as we talk, you don't have your starters completely set, which is fine. But maybe you could just share with me some of the players that you're going to be counting on and maybe tell me a little bit about their role here tonight.
Yeah, our top two scorers are Junior Estrella and Matt D'Amato. And those are our go-to guys that we look to when we're trying to get buckets. Down low, we have a combination of Will Deisman, Bench Mays, and then we also have Moise Irizarry. And those are our guys that we rely on, you know, to get us rebounds, dump it down in there, get some putbacks. And then outside, we got a couple of point guards, Jake Gustin, Christian Tien, and John Lawrence are the guys that run our offense and get us into our sets. We got a bunch of hard workers, kids I'm proud of. They're doing a good job. So, and I'm just looking forward to a good season. Like I said, it's early, so we're still trying to find that identity. But I think we'll be coming together, hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later.
And, Pat, who's coaching with you this year in Peabody?
Sure. Our freshman coach is Tom Betancourt. He's been with me since I started. Our assistant coach is Fatakis Sateri, and our JV coach is Eric Perkins.
You got to have a Betancourt, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Okay. All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you tonight, and thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thad Broughton, the boys basketball coach at Peabody High School. We'll continue with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. We're back, and we're joined by Scott Lewis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. And, Scott, welcome. Good to see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Scott, how would you assess Beverly basketball so far after three games?
Well, so far, I'd say we're a work in progress. I think, you know, we had a tough night on opening night, and then a nice bounce-back win against Revere. And I thought we played really well in a loss the other night to English, so I'm hoping that we can just keep getting better and not take any steps backwards tonight.
Well, you know, I saw English in their game against Danvers, and I really thought that they had some – they're a little bit raw, but there's still a lot of talent on that team in a way.
Yeah, they're very talented, very athletic. They posed a lot of problems for us, and you know, but I thought our kids did great. You know, we handled their pressure. In fact, we made them take the press off, which rarely ever happens against them. And, you know, we went toe-to-toe with them. We had a shot to win it at the end. And that's really all you can ask when you play a team like that.
Right, and they handed Danvers their first loss in over a year or so just prior to that. So, but I guess, Scott, if you were to look at your team after the three games, what's something that's come together for you guys, and whether it be a team aspect or an individual, and maybe where's an area of concern for you?
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets.
We're back, and we're joined by Scott Lewis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. And, Scott, welcome. Good to see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Scott, how would you assess Beverly basketball so far after three games?
Well, so far, I'd say we're a work in progress. I think, you know, we had a tough night on opening night, and then a nice bounce-back win against Revere. And I thought we played really well in a loss the other night to English, so I'm hoping that we can just keep getting better and not take any steps backwards tonight.
Well, you know, I saw English in their game against Danvers, and I really thought that they had some – they're a little bit raw, but there's still a lot of talent on that team in a way.
Yeah, they're very talented, very athletic. They posed a lot of problems for us, and – You know, but I thought our kids did great. You know, we handled their pressure. In fact, we made them take the press off, which rarely ever happens against them. And, you know, we went toe-to-toe with them. We had a shot to win it at the end. And that's really all you can ask it when you play a team like that.
And they handed Danvers their first loss in over a year or so just prior to that. So, but I guess, Scott, if you were to look at your team after the three games, what's something that's come together for you guys, and whether it be a team aspect or an individual, and maybe where's an area of concern for you?
I think, you know, as a team, I think we're really clicking. You know, the kids all get along together. They're very tight-knit. There's really no egos on the team, and they're playing well together. So I think that's been our big bonus. We've got guys coming in off the bench that are contributing, and even guys who might not play a lot of minutes are working hard in practice. And I felt like that was a big contributor to the English game, where our second and third team was simulating the English press so we could go over the press break. And, you know, that did a great job of helping us. But, you know, I think the one, you know, weakness we have right now is on the glass. We are a little small. You know, so we've got to do a better. Although we did do a really good job the other night, coming into tonight's game, you know, PB's an excellent rebounding team, so we've got to do a good job there.
Well, what kind of a game are you expecting against Peabody? What kind of things do you think we'll see tonight?
You know, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be, back and forth. I think both teams will probably make some runs. They've got some explosive scorers in Australia and D'Amato, so we've got to do a good job to contain them and keep Irizarry off the glass. I mean, they attack the glass really well. So, you know, their strength is our weakness, and maybe our strength is their weakness too. So, it'll be a test to see who wins out on that.
Well, I guess maybe give me your starting lineup, if you will, and feel free to add a couple extra players if you want that are coming in off the bench. But who will be starting for Beverly here tonight?
Tonight we're going to start Kyle Coughlin. He's our point guard. He runs the show for us. He can score, but he's an excellent passer, distributor, gets the ball where we need it to be. Sam Trakoff will start at the two guard. He's been our leading scorer for the most part this season, and also was our leading scorer last year. He's an excellent shooter. He can take it to the rim as well. John Loretti will start at the three for us. John's sort of our glue guy. He can score for us, but we also ask him to guard the other team's best player. So he's one of our defenders, and he does all the dirty work for us that some of the other guys might not do. And then up front we start Pat Gavin and Ryan Garrity. They make a nice little tandem up front. They can both score. They both have a little mid-range jump shots and decent rebounders.
Okay. And who's coaching with you this year?
Oh, well, we got the same cast back. I have Marty Harrington back with me as my assistant, and Tyler Volstek is my JV coach, and Chris Melanson is my freshman coach, all former Beverly High players.
Well, I guess let me ask you one other thing about Peter Malumbo's not playing. Obviously, he had the ACL injury. Is he the only player out injured for you guys this year?
So far, yes. Knock on wood.
No. I'm saying, that maybe didn't come out right.
Yeah.
You should see Scott's face when I asked that question.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was like one of the late in the Thanksgiving game, too, where Peter got hurt. And, he would have helped us a lot. He's very athletic. So he is lost for the season, unfortunately, for us.
Okay. All right, Scott. Well, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Scott Lewis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School, on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, the playing of our national anthem from Beverly High School here tonight, getting ready for tonight's Beverly Peabody boys basketball matchup. Again, our two coaches, Thad Broughton from Peabody High School in his fifth year with the Tanners, Scott Lewis for Beverly High School in his 12th season for Beverly High School.
Well, just the color guard, Marine color guard here, junior ROTC Marine color guard, just finished presenting the colors at center court, right under the beautiful scoreboard here at the, what's the name of the Henry Cabot Lodge?
Yeah.
This is the Lodge,
yeah.
Field House, and of course we've got the Bill Hamer weight room behind us. pretty cool facility here in Beverly, and we're just about ready to go.
Ryan Garrity will jump for Beverly High School, and it looks like it is Moisey
Irizarry.
Irizarry will jump for Peabody High School. Irizarry and wins the tap and drops it back for Deitchman, and in turn gives it off to Lawrence of Peabody High School. We've got a man defense. Shot from the right wing doesn't go for Peabody. It rolls to the end line, goes out of bounds, but it's off Beverly. It'll be a Peabody basketball underneath. And to inbound will be Matt D'Amato. Matt D'Amato averaging about 11 points per game for Peabody High School. Holds it two hands over his head. Dumps it way out deep for John Lawrence. Back to D'Amato. Left corner jump shot for a three. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound for Peabody. Put back up off the glass. No good. Off the fingertips of Estrella. Beverly pulls down the rebound. With it there is Ryan Garrity, the big senior. He's their number two rebounder for Beverly High School. Gets the first rebound of tonight's game. Beverly banks it up off the glass. That's Gavin. Offensive rebound. Kick it out to the left corner. A jump shot goes in off the fingertips of Ryan Garrity. Garrity with the first bucket of tonight's game. 2-0. Beverly up on top of Peabody High School. Both teams coming in here at 1-2. And some very similar scores here tonight, this season so far for these two teams. Peabody's Estrella, left side, gets into the paint on the left. A pull-up jump shot doesn't go. Rebound is by Sam Trakoff of Beverly High School. Kicks it off for Coughlin, point guard. Around the perimeter, down low, left side. Gavin, jump shot on the left wing doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by Irizarry. Drops it off for Lawrence. And Lawrence, top of the circle, off on the right, D'Amato, a three, and that doesn't go. Long rebound, grabbed by Peabody High School out deep. Deitchman, off for D'Amato. D'Amato lost his dribble, gives it off for Irizarry, for Lawrence, kicks it off for D'Amato, pull-up jumper, fadeaway right side, that's too short. Rebound tipped around, and Beverly's Coughlin has it. He'll carry it himself up over midcourt. Right-hand dribble, bounce pass to the right of the lane for Gavin. Turns down a shot, kicks it back out deep for Coughlin. Right wing. Couple minutes gone by here in tonight's first quarter. 2-0, Beverly up on top. Coughlin tries the left side this time. Off for Trakoff, left wing. Down low, banks it off the glass and good for Gavin. Gavin with his first bucket of the night. 4-0, Beverly up on top here at home. Lawrence up Peabody with the ball. Off for D'Amato on the right for Dietzman. For Lawrence. With it, Estrella kicks it back out deep for a three taken by D'Amato. Matt D'Amato with Peabody's first points. It's a one-point game, 4-3. Beverly up on top, 5:18 to play first quarter. Coughlin a pull-up jumper. That's short. Peabody deep fight for the rebound, and there's a rebounding foul.
Well, just cold shooting by Peabody right now. They've had better of the passing, so on, but just cold shooting as D'Amato missed his first three shots before hitting the three-pointer.
Gavin is called for that foul for Beverly High School. First team foul here, first foul in tonight's game. Lawrence exchanging with D'Amato outside. Out on the right side, Irizarry. Pull-up jumper, Lawrence, left of the foul line, no good. Defensive rebound by Beverly High School. Pulled down by Loretti. Off on the right side, Trakoff. He sends it back off for Loretti. He'll try the left side, working it down low. Gavin shot, no good. Rebound. Trakoff on the rim. That doesn't go, and Peabody comes down with the boards. Irizarry off for D'Amato. D'Amato coming to the foul line. Jump shot, he's fouled, and the short shot is short. 4.5 minutes to play. 4:33 to go, first quarter. Two-shot foul. And that foul is on Coughlin. Second Beverly team foul. First on Coughlin. So D'Amato has a three already tonight. Has the three Peabody points. Misses the free throw. Fouled in the act of shooting. Has two shots. Going to the foul line to our left.
D'Amato did a great job, too, as quarterback of the Peabody tennis football team that had such a good year, as he makes the second one.
4-4. Beverly student body down to our left. They've got some end zone seats here at one end of the field house here in Beverly High School.
And the Christmas hats on, Santa Claus hats.
Absolutely. All decked out. Ball tipped out of bounds by Peabody defensively on the sidelines right.
You know, we played 3.5 minutes already. No turnovers in the game.
Beverly to inbound. Trakoff off for Coughlin out deep. Starting right side. Man-to-man defense guarded by Lawrence. Kick out on the left side. A three is in from Loretti. Loretti with a three-pointer. 7-4. Beverly up by the 3 points. Was a tie game there just a moment ago. Here's Lawrence of Peabody High School off for Estrella. He's coming down the paint. Nice running. Lays it on the rim and it doesn't fall for him. Rebound to Beverly. Downcourt pass to Trakoff. Lost his dribble, I thought, for a moment. Comes up and comes to the basket, and a pull-up jump shot on the right side is good. Sam Trakoff, not a bad shooter, averaging about 15 points per game for Beverly High School. Just over 3.5 minutes to play. First quarter, 9-4. Beverly leading by 5. Peabody basketball. D'Amato out on the left wing, comes top of the circle. Guarded by Coughlin, slips to the side of him. Pull-up jump shot, that's short. Rebound kicked way back out to D'Amato. He'll have it. Off on the right for Lawrence. Lawrence comes right of the circle. Inside the circle. Kicks it into the lane. A shot is blocked. Shot was taken there by Dietzman. Shot blocked by Beverly High School. They kick it down. Trakoff deep left corner for a two. No, it's a three. And it's good. Trakoff nails a three. He's got 5 points here now. And it's 12-4 Beverly. Timeout call by Peabody High School.
12-4, yeah. A couple of threes by Loretti and Trakoff. And we got to talk to Trakoff. We've got an interview with that young man up on the website from earlier, a couple of weeks ago when we came over to Beverly High School to meet all the winter coaches. And, the block leading to a turnover, if you will, first turnover of the game against either team, but caused by the block man-to-man on each side on defense. And right now, Beverly with the better shooting accuracy and percentage.
Yeah, Beverly put up 72 points in their loss to Lynn English, their last game, 74-72 loss. Had a big win over Revere, lost to Classical. Peabody beat Classical, but they've lost to English and Danvers, and they lost to Danvers in their last game. Danvers coming off their first loss last Friday night.
You know, right now, too, we should mention 4 shots taken by Matt D'Amato, and he's got the only points so far for the Peabody Tanners, and we're more than halfway through the first period.
Lawrence of Peabody with the basketball, left-hand dribble, switches to the right, comes over midcourt, guarded by Coughlin, pass out on the right side for Estrella, pull-up jump shot to Estrella, it's an air ball, Coughlin with the basketball underneath the hoop, he starts up court to the foul line, kicks it off on the left for Trakoff, and he turns down a shot, loose ball picked up by Peabody with it. Estrella driving, laying it up. No, he missed it. The follow-up, no. That follow-up by Azari. Long down-court pass. Beverly, another blown layup underneath. The second effort missed again by Gavin. And no one can put it in right now from up tight or far out. 12-4, Beverly leading, 2:25 to go first quarter. Peabody basketball. Outside, they work it. Dietzman, big guy outside, works it down low. Loose, lost the ball. Now a turnaround shot. That doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Azari. Follow-up is no good. Rebound pulled down by Coughlin. Injured Peabody player on the floor. That is Estrella. Long court shot left corner doesn't go. Rebound, offensive rebound. And time is called as we have seven. Estrella is hurt down on the court, to our left. Does not look good with 2 minutes and a second left to play in tonight's first quarter.
Beverly Trainer right out there very quickly. And There's a lid on the bucket down here to our left. Peabody just cannot put it in. It's unbelievable. Estrella is 0 for 5. Dietzman is 0 for 3. Lawrence is 0 for 1. Irizarry is 0 for 2. They just cannot put the ball in right now. And they're getting the shots, so you got to think that will you know, that will change as time goes on here.
This large division in the Northeastern Conference this year has Beverly, Danvers, Classical, English, Peabody, and Revere. So those are the large schools this year. Beverly, Danvers, Classical, English, Peabody, and Revere this year. And we're brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Great to have all those folks with us for the 2015-16 high school sports season here on MSONewsSports.com. Do check out our website. Check out North Shore Today daily here on MSO. Is there North Shore Today tomorrow? Probably not, Rick, right? Is there a North Shore Today show tomorrow? Think there'll be one tomorrow? Probably not, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. That's so don't go
I'm
looking for
guessing.
That tomorrow.
Yeah,
probably not tomorrow. Probably you those know. Guys deserve a day off that do that show.
I know at least one of them is his wife is off, so probably won't. But they're still tending to Junior Estrella right at the... in the paint, in the Peabody end down to our left. He having a tough time getting up. They're going to get a couple of Peabody players to assist him off the court.
Well, that would be a big, big blow to Peabody High School if Estrella is unable to play. He's got he's averaging about 20 points and 9 rebounds, so that would be huge. But right now, that does not look good because he's favoring that left ankle or left leg, rather.
And here's something that's different in broadcasting. We're not going to speculate about the injury.
No, we're not. And again, some of you folks are listening on radio, some are watching on the live video streaming. So, again, if you're watching it, we apologize for the obvious if you're able to see it. Estrella limping to a chair to be attended by the Beverly trainer behind the bench.
8 straight points for Beverly has propelled them into the 12-4 lead. And as we mentioned, a decent crowd here tonight. Almost got to be a very busy time for so many people in the area. As I said, be careful. A lot of traffic out there, a little bit of fog, and a lot of rain coming in later on this beautiful April evening.
Well, he is taking off his socks, so I'm guessing it's the ankle. Can we speculate that far? In other words, it's not a knee or it doesn't appear. Here's Trakoff to inbound for Beverly High School, off for Gavin to Coughlin, back to Trakoff on the left wing. Basketball out on the wing. Here's Loretti kicking it down on the right side for Garrity up to Coughlin, right wing. Coughlin spins to the basket. Offhand, left-handed flip shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Azari of Peabody High School. Minute 37 to go, first quarter. 12-4, Beverly on top of Peabody. Into the game for Peabody High School is Ben Schmaes. Schmaes with that shot. Pull-up jump shot from inside the paint. Doesn't go. Coughlin the rebound. Here comes Beverly back. Haven't had a point here in a little while here in this game. 12-4. Minute 16 to go first quarter. To the foul line. Garrity back to Coughlin on the give and go. Back to Garrity. Foul line jumper. No. Rebound. Peabody's Azari. Off to D'Amato. Pull-up jumper. Fade away. He's got that one. D'Amato. Motto now with 6 points in tonight's game. Under a minute to play, first quarter, 12-6. Beverly up on top. Coughlin, 23 on the shot clock. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. Coughlin outside the circle, top of the circle. Two-hand pass off on the right side for Loretti. Back to Trakoff, foul line in the circle. Kicks it off on the left, ball tipped and stolen by Peabody High School. Nice play, Azari drives, he's fouled. Got into the paint, drew a foul, blocking foul. And that
Gavin.
Is, yeah, Gavin. That'll be his second foul.
Mm-hmm. Second foul on Gavin.
Not a shooting foul while taking it to the basket, and it'll be a Peabody ball on the end line.
Tell you, Peabody's getting their shots, Bill. It's, you know, it's not like the defense is shutting them out. They're getting their shots from outside and inside.
Here's Schmaes taking the ball, lost the handle on it on the left side, tried to go to the basket without the ball. Beverly basketball. Anderson with it left side into the game. Ryan Anderson, number 5 for Beverly High School. Off for Coughlin now. Back up on the wing. Durain also in the game. Luigi Durain for Peabody. For Beverly, rather. Here's Anderson drawing a foul outside.
Wow, I thought he carried. How about that? Got a break on that one. Who's the foul on? I didn't see it. Who's
looks
it
like
on?
It's on
can you see that? Is it up there on the scoreboard?
Yeah, it's just 2. Tien, is Tien in the game, number 2?
Oh, it must be. I guess.
Yeah. I thought it was, I don't think there's 2. Yeah, he is in the game. I'm sorry. So he's in the game. There's the buzzer. Shot blocked at the buzzer, and the quarter comes to an end with the score 12-6, Beverly leading Peabody at the end of one quarter. We try a break here? We'll try.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
All right, 12-6 after one. As leading scorer in the game right now is Sam Trakoff with 5 points. 12-1 Beverly over Peabody. Tanner's having a really tough time putting the ball home. Good rebounding, however, though, by Moise Irizarry, leading rebounder with 4 in that first quarter for the Tanners. And Kyle Coughlin with 5 rebounds for Beverly. And the only person in foul trouble, if you can call that, Pat Gavin with 2 for the Beverly Panthers.
So it's Ryan Anderson to inbound the ball for Beverly at midcourt, far side. Beverly working right to left here in the first half. Coughlin takes the ball in the backcourt on the bounce and starts it over the midcourt line to the left side. A couple of different players in there as we start this second quarter. Give and go to Coughlin. Kick out on the right side. Shot is up and in from Hugh Callis. So Callis gets the first bucket of the second quarter, puts Beverly up on top, 14-6. Schmaes, two-hand pass down underneath. Great pass by Schmaes, dishing it off to Irizarry for the 2 points. His first bucket of the night, 14-8. Schmaes, big, tall, forward center kind of ball player. Just put it way over his head and whipped a pass over his head down into the paint. Callis down low, bounce pass on the return. Goes errant. Coughlin picks it up, though. Gives it back off for Garrity. That doesn't go. Garrity gets it back. Goes back up and in with it off the glass. Ryan Garrity, his second bucket of the night. 16-8. Beverly holding on, kind of doubling what Peabody's doing here so far in the first half. It is Gustin, Jake Gustin of Peabody, off for Schmaes way up top. Schmaes, one dribble, step to the left side. Back off to Garrity, back to Schmaes. Jump shot, left side, that doesn't go. Rebound, Coughlin, smallest guy for Beverly, pulls up the rebound. Lead pass for Callis is too low, and it goes out of bounds. Couldn't handle it.
Only the third turnover against Beverly in the first half, and that is matched by Peabody's 3 turnovers as well. It's a close game on the court, but the scoreboard, it's doubled up for Beverly, and again, Peabody just stone-cold shooting.
6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Peabody basketball. Jake Gustin with it. He's the leading steal guy this year. Kicks it off on the left side for Tien. Jump shot, no. Rebound tipped. Comes down to Garrity of Beverly High School. Off for Coughlin, their point guard. Pull up jump shot from the foul line. Coughlin, no. And it's a Peabody rebound. Christian Tien, senior. Off it goes for Gustin. Gustin down in the paint, bounces it off on the right side for a teammate, doesn't go, Irizarry, and it goes out of bounds. In fact, actually, I don't have that player, number 10.
No, we don't have a number 10.
We don't have 10.
Nope.
Trakoff of Beverly High School with it up to midcourt. 16-8 the score, 5:50 to play, first half. Beverly up 16-8. Off on the right side for Anderson. Anderson comes toward the basket to the right side. Now faded and shoved off the angle a little bit. Trakoff, pull-up jumper. It's a two from just inside the line. No good. Callis, the rebound up. No. And the rebound pulled down by Durain. Shot no. Rebound tipped around and it's pulled down by Peabody's Tien. Tien off for D'Amato. And D'Amato comes up over midcourt to the foul line in a step. Jump shot no. Rebound batted around. Peabody has it. And it goes to the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. Number 10 there, the player that we do not have
of course,
for Peabody.
impressed by Hugh Callis. He was a tremendous defensive player this year for the Beverly Panthers in football. Just awesome. And he is all over the court right now for Beverly.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night. Christmas Eve tomorrow, Christmas Day the following day. That's how it works out. And here we are in Beverly. Long, long three-point attempt by Anderson. That doesn't go for Beverly High School. Anderson on the tip, gets it back, comes back off on the left side, dishes it off for Garrity, and he puts it off the glass and in. Garrity now with 6 points, and it's 18-8. Beverly up on top, 4:45 to go first half. Gustin of Peabody. Jump shot is good, and that's a two, right? Yes. First points of the night. 18-10, 8-point Beverly lead. Anderson tries the right side to Trakoff outside. Off on the left for Garrity. Comes to the basket. He's got this one, too.
Man, he just put his head down and said, I'm going in there. That's it. Sort of like a pullback going up the middle. And blasted up the center and laid it in.
Getting the feeling right now. 8 points for him. And we got a foul outside. No. It's inside, rather. It's on Beverly's Durain, Luigi Durain.
Mm-hmm.
His first foul. And it'll be a Peabody basketball. D'Amato to inbound on the end line for Peabody. Comes all the way out to Gustin. Gustin out of the take to the basket. A scoop, no. And a foul on the floor. A foul on the floor. And that foul is on Callis.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes, 2 seconds to play. That was on the floor.
Peabody pounding the boards, and very vocal student body section for Beverly right under the Peabody basket.
Yeah.
A lot of enthusiasm down there.
It is. Gustin to inbound for Peabody underneath his own basket. They break. Comes to D'Amato, and now we have a foul, an offensive foul on Peabody. That's on... Moise Arizari. That's his first foul.
That's only the second foul on Peabody.
So they're in good foul situation here. Beverly basketball. Up court come the Panthers. Durain right side off for Callis, foul line about a foot back. Pull out back for Anderson. A shot no good. A foul underneath.
Yeah, that's on Geachman again.
Peabody.
He was holding on to Callis, so Callis couldn't get the rebound. Anderson taking a shot that came up short.
Foul on Will Diesman. He's a junior, 6'3". Beverly basketball. Trakoff to inbound on the end line to Callis right corner. He'll come to the basket. Shot blocked to the end line. He saves it. Comes back. Here is Beverly's Garrity driving again to the basket. That one doesn't go, and Peabody gets the rebound. Trailing by 10, 20-10. Here's D'Amato by a defender. Lost the handle on the ball. But there's a foul. And that is on Anderson of Beverly. Oh, we're getting some foul calls here now. Rick, 2010.
Yeah, starting to add up on Beverly. 6 fouls on the Panthers.
Well, Estrella is kind of walking it off a little bit down. We went out injured with that left ankle injury earlier. He might be able to come back here. We'll see. Not looking too bad on the sideline. D'Amato pull-up jump shot hits off the side of the backboard, and it will be a Beverly basketball. ...20-10, 3:11 to play, first half. Coughlin exchanging in the backcourt. With it, Trakoff. Left side off for Loretti to Trakoff. Right side, coming down right of the lane. Looks back to the middle. Coughlin, pull-up jump shot on the right wing. No rebound, Peabody. Grabbing it is Arizari. Off for Lawrence. Lawrence coming strong. Pull-up jump shot from about 10. No rebound, Trakoff of Beverly. 10-point Beverly lead. They started over midcourt. 2:40 to play, first half. Pull-up jumper, Trakoff, right at the foul line. He's got it. Sam Trakoff now with 7 points tonight. Timeout called, Peabody.
biggest lead of the night now. It's up to 12 points for Beverly as they've got the 22-10 lead. They had it at 10 points for quite a while. And it's the same problem. Peabody getting its chances, but just not able to put the ball home. They're missing layups. They're missing short jumpers. It's just not going in. Aggressive on the boards. Kyle Coughlin, can't say enough about him on the boards for Beverly. Six rebounds so far, and I think, as you pointed out, Bill, not the tallest guy out there.
No.
Having a little trouble shooting. He's 0 for 6, but he's leading the way on defense. And what do we have for the leading scorer right now? I guess it's still Trakoff with the five. No, I'm sorry. It's Ryan Garrity. He's got 8 points for Beverly.
Right, he's got eight, and Trakoff's got seven, right? Trakoff, two baskets and a three, two two-pointers and a three. 22-10 the score, and we see warming up down below us again, Junior Estrella, who's their leading scorer with 20 points per game and nine rebounds, trying to see if he can run that ankle off a little bit, trying to see if he can come back. Doesn't look perfect down there, warming up right down below us here. But we'll see if he can get back into this game. Maybe in the second half. We'll see. He's still got that limp. I'm not sure.
Kind of a strange configuration at the high school right now here in Beverly, with stands across the way from us, across from the scorer's table, as you can see, and a balcony. And then they've got the rollout stands on our left. That's it. So it's sort of like an L shape for the fans to sit in.
Exactly. It's a Peabody basketball. They trail by 12 here. Tanner's with it. Dietzman outside. Pass blocked back outside. Lawrence picks it up, working back there with Gustin to Lawrence, right side to Dietzman. Jump shot on the right wing, no. That's off the fingertips of Stephanopoulos. Vasily Stephanopoulos into the game. Rebound Beverly. Here's Trakoff, left side. Pull up. They turned down the shot. Gives it off to Coughlin, left side. Bounce pass is stolen away. Picked up there. Good alert play by Gustin. Down court on the right side. Gustin kicks it off on the right for Lawrence in the corner. Threading it down low underneath. The shot is blocked. And a callous there on that block.
Yes.
Timeout Peabody as they scramble for the ball on the floor. And Will Dietzman calls an alert timeout as he was down on the floor. That's probably a good tee timeout for Peabody High School.
Well, there's Zari. He went up for the shot right under the basket. And callous came out of nowhere and just stuffed it and stopped the shot from going in, of course. Score remains 22-10 with the Panthers of Beverly leading by 12. And again, that's the biggest lead in the game.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn, harringtontrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service, Harrington Trophy. And also brought to you by attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. And, of course, Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli.
We're going to take a break, too, Bill, I think, on scale back a little bit next week. We might cover a tournament game or two. Just check the website for that, and then we'll pick it up with all the high school action after the new year. We need to slow it down a little bit for us. This will be our sixth game in a week or so, and it's been great. Everything has been competitive, both in hockey and in basketball. Love those orange sneakers, man. Beverly.
Beverly up on top here, 22-10. A minute 45 to play first half here on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, and Andrew Nicastro with us, our streamographer tonight. Live video streaming here on MSONewsSports.com. Inbounds pass kicked out to the right wing. Jump shot there by Stephanopoulos is short. Rebound Beverly. Trakoff up to midcourt, off for Coughlin, kicking it all the way down left corner for Arizari. Off for Trakoff to Arizari. Comes in inside the foul line, back out on the... out on the side to Garrity, and loose ball picked up by Peabody High School. Driving on the right side is Gustin. Shot doesn't go. Saved on the end line, but it goes to Beverly. Nice alert play. Long down court pass. Wait a minute. We've got a foul in backcourt. Beverly thought they might have a long break here, but a foul on Peabody High School. I think that is going to go on Gustin. It is Gustin picking up his first foul. Team's fourth foul with a minute 15 to play first half. Beverly had a player sneaking away and could have had an easy 2 points, but the foul call.
Yeah, you don't get the free play in basketball like you do in football.
We are going to decline that and take the 2 points.
Wow.
Right, you can't do that. Coughlin outside on the right, off for Loretti. Back to Coughlin, two-hand pass down to Trakoff. Left corner, a three, no. Rebound tipped around. Comes free to Garrity, goes to the basket, he's got it, and he's fouled. Garrity now in double digits. He's got 10 points and will try for 11 as he goes to the free goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Well, from here, he looks like a wide body, and he is just clearing people out and controlling the paint right now for Beverly. And with the 10 points, obviously leading all scorers in the game, and the biggest lead of the game, it's now increased up to 22 to 10. So it's 24-10.
Dietzman, Dietzman commits that foul. That's his second. And then Garrity hits the free throw. So he's got 11 points now. Just completed the three-point play. Under a minute to play. Now it's 25-10. Beverly up on top. Peabody's D'Amato outside. Gets a screen. Goes for a three. A long three from straight on. No. Rebound comes free to the floor. Peabody gets it. Lawrence kicks it back out for Arizari. Up on the left off Arizari. He saves it in the corner. Back up top to D'Amato. 20 seconds to play. 16 on the shot clock. So there's about a 2 or 3 second differential here. Out on the right wing, Tien. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tien way out by midcourt. Kicks it down on the right side. Arizari coming into the paint. Pull up jumper. He's got that. Nice little soft touch by Arizari. Long down court shot by Beverly's Coughlin at the buzzer. Is just wide to the left, and we come to the end of the first half with the score, Beverly 25, Peabody 12, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber. We measure up.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
10.
All right, it's halftime, and Beverly owns a 25-12 halftime lead as they have the 13-point lead. Biggest lead of the game was 15, coming at the 41-second mark. And after the first quarter, the Panthers led 12-6. And as we said here now in the second quarter, at the half, it's 25-12. So in the second quarter, let's see. 13 points for the Panthers, and another 6 for Peabody. And as Bill mentioned, during the break, 6 points won't do it. You got to do better than that. The key to this game right now is, in my opinion, is the cold, cold shooting of Peabody. They are five for 31. They've got 5 field goals out of 31 attempts. That's only 17%. Man, that's got to be improving on. You got to do better than that. Not a whole lot better for Beverly, by the way. They've have 9 field goals. 9 out of 34, and that's right around 25%. So neither team shooting lights out. It's a little more than 25%, but neither team shooting lights out at the moment. Leading scorer in the game is Ryan Garrity. And let's see, he has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points, and 9 of those came in that second quarter when the Panthers maintained the lead by doing what they've been doing. We're gonna bring on Phil Brody. Come on over, Phil. It is 25-12 at the half. Phil Brody of the MIA. Now, Phil, where's your home base? Where are you from?
West Peabody.
West Peabody. All right. Yeah. So, last football game, what did you do on Thanksgiving?
I was with you in Gloucester.
You were? That's right.
In the booth.
You had the clock. That's right. Did you do any playoff games after that?
No.
Super Bowl, nothing?
No, just from the den. Just watch some games.
All right. So what brings you to a Beverly-Peabody matchup, obviously following Peabody High School?
I do like to get out and do, with my work schedule, a few games a year. So it brings back the days when I could move on the court. So,
are you doing any officiating in the winter?
No.
Nothing.
No,
all right.
No.
Well, so what's your impressions of this first half? I was just mentioning the cold shooting of Peabody. They've had their chances. They're 5 out of 31. Beverly not a whole lot better, 9 out of 34. But, Beverly's got the advantage.
Right. From my perspective, it looks like that Beverly's controlling the boards. Simple as that. You know, Peabody's just getting one shot.
And, all right, let's check. Go ahead.
And, and Beverly's just seems to be a little more aggressive. I think once, I don't know the player's name from Peabody that got injured.
Estrella.
Estrella is his name. That would do it.
Yep.
So they're sort of, Peabody's trying to find their way.
Well, you mentioned the boards. 18 rebounds, unofficially, of course.
Right,
18 rebounds I have for Beverly, and that includes offensive and defensive rebounds, and only 11 for Peabody. So that's that's a good point. Beverly, even Peabody's been getting second and third shots, and I know they can do better than that with all the shots they're getting. I think it's going to be a different second half.
Right. I'm hoping they're a second half team, and as I said, this is the first time that I saw them this year, so. But it's an entertaining game. I like the atmosphere here. The folks in Beverly are always great. Football, basketball, whatever the sport is, they're great people.
And Peabody has a great winter program. Their hockey program under Mark Leonard is always competitive, always doing very well. Basketball program here, 1-2 right now.
Exactly.
But the indoor track is just ridiculous.
Oh.
How good they are.
Oh, okay. They've always... they've been blessed with a good track team all year round. They're cross country and so forth and so on. I don't know the particulars of their winter track team, but
They're good.
But
they're good. They're good.
That's good to know.
And now, the night before Christmas. Now, what else brings you comes to mind in terms of sports or whatever?
What comes to mind is just a quick chat about. The MIAA came out with new football pairings.
Yep.
And
that's a good point.
They did it on enrollment basis.
Right.
So the most competitive, there are eight divisions.
We're talking football right
now.
Yeah,
1A, 1 and 1A. It looks like Division 2A and 3 are the most competitive. 2A and 3 have a combination of a lot of like teams in the North Shore, Beverly, Gloucester, so forth and so on. In Division 1, I scratch my head because you have St. John's Prep, Everett, Chelsea, Lawrence, Lowell, and the two Lynn teams, classical in English.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you could have a Everett and Chelsea matchup, an old Thanksgiving Day rivalry, a Lawrence and Lowell. But I think in certain situations, Chelsea may have the enrollment, but I think they're a Division IV team, not a Division I team.
Well, it's the same thing. I'm looking at Salem and Manchester Essex in the same division. And, I know Salem's numbers are down right now, and they're having a little trouble getting kids playing football, but nevertheless, that'll come back.
Right.
Manchester doing very well in football, but there's no comparison in the size of the schools. And what the MIAA did was they took, because Manchester Essex allows Rockport kids to play, They took Rockport's complete enrollment and combined that with Manchester Essex, called it one school. Hello.
Hello. That's
Oh my word.
So I'm hoping that there'll be a little more tweaking before the start of the playoffs. As a little plug, football doesn't stop after Thanksgiving for me because the Association of New England Football Officials elected me to the auditing committee. So I'll watch over the books and I'll be, active in the organization.
What do you audit? How does that work?
We just control the expenses that we have, mm-hmm. and we give scholarships every year.
Wonderful.
To players. We honor coaches every year at we have an annual banquet the Monday before Thanksgiving, and we have officials are honored for the year for their years of service and their prowess on the field. So, that's, and if anybody is interested, our website is anefo.org. Or maybe they could send an email to the station. You have my email address.
All right, we got to get back to work, Phil.
Pleasure.
Phil, good
Happy
to see
holidays.
You. Happy holidays to you as well. That's Phil Brody, official of the MIAA, a Peabody resident, and a fan of Peabody High School, here to watch the game and bring us up to date on that new football alignment in the MIAA that is so baffling to me. But again, here at the half, it's 25-12. Beverly leading it. They're out rebounding Peabody 18-11. And again, the shooting percentage for Peabody just terrible in that first half at 17%. Leading score in the game up to this point, Ryan Garrity, and he has, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points, and 9 of those coming in the second quarter. We start the second quarter, or the second half, rather, and Bill Newell's back with us.
All right, and 25-12 the score, and again, Junior Estrella for Peabody High School on the bench with that ankle injury. That's a big, big blow to the Tanners here, and they're down 25-12 going out of the first half of tonight's game. Peabody gets the basketball to start the second half. It is Lawrence pulling, turning down a pull-up jump shot off for Gustin. Gustin drives a scoop, no. Rebound, offensive board put up, and a foul is called as Azari went and got the rebound, went up for the follow-up, and got fouled.
Here, Azari is the leading rebounder for Peabody with 6 boards. Nobody else even close.
Well, Gavin gets called for that foul for Beverly. That's his 3rd foul, so he's in a little bit of foul trouble here. Azari to the free throw line for 2 shots, and he makes the first. Every point is valuable here for Peabody to start the second half, getting the first points here.
Yeah, and the Tanners just need to spread it around. They've got to get some offense from somebody.
Second free throw is good. Moise Azari with a nice touch there. Nice right-hand fingertip free throw.
Leading score for the Tanners,
yep.
7.
30 seconds gone by, second half, 25-14, an 11-point Beverly lead. Coughlin with it up top on the right side, working with Loretti. Back to Coughlin, right wing, man-to-man defense by Peabody. Off for Loretti, left wing jumper, a 3, no. Callis, the offensive rebound, out right of the block, kicking it off for Loretti. He drives and draws a foul. The shot is no good. I think D'Amato got beat on that and fouls him, blocking foul. 2-shot foul.
Oh, that will be the first on D'Amato.
Yeah, it is D'Amato. And Loretti to the free throw line. He has 3 points tonight. He has a 3 in the first quarter. Missed the free throw. We'll have the second fouled in the act of shooting.
I forgot to do the free throws, but there weren't a whole bunch there. 5, I think, for Peabody in the first half, and 2 for Beverly. So not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, the second one is no good, so he goes 0 for 2 from the line. So right now, Peabody's got the only 2 points here in the second half. Almost a minute gone by. Peabody basketball, D'Amato left side, comes up to the top of the circle. Off on the right for Lawrence. Lawrence kicks it down for Gustin right side to Lawrence, up to D'Amato rather. D'Amato right side guarded by Coughlin. Foul line extended off for Dietzman, off for D'Amato. In the paint, a fadeaway by Azari, no good. Rebound pulled down by Beverly's Garrity. Off for Coughlin. Coughlin swings to the top of the circle. Off for Garrity. On the right to Trakoff. Still working way outside. A minute and a half gone by, second half. Beverly up by 11 points. Coughlin with it. Off on the right side, Trakoff. Pull-up jump shot going over the defender. Gustin shot no good. Peabody ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Dietzman. Off on the left side for Gustin. A three from the left corner is no good off the fingertips of Lawrence. Down court, Beverly. Layup is no good. Trakoff with the follow-up fadeaway. No. Now Callis gets the rebound, and he pulls it back out. First shot there by Loretti. Didn't go. Now Loretti, right wing, a three. No. Rebound, Peabody. So Beverly a little cold here to start the second half. Down court, D'Amato. Off-balance runner. No. Offensive rebound, Peabody. Shot twisting up as Arizari doesn't go. Rebound comes way outside to Trakoff. He's on the fly. Kicks it off on the right side. We have a end of the an out-of-bounds on Beverly as Trakoff must have stepped on the end line. So it's a turnover and a Peabody ball.
Yeah, and again, statistically not a whole lot in that first half as Peabody had four turnovers and Beverly had five. First turnover of the second half is against Beverly.
You can always email us at our email address. We always like to hear from folks at msonewsports@gmail.com. D'Amato, a right wing three, doesn't go. Rebound, Beverly High School. Callis off for Coughlin. Off for Callis. Top of the circle. Left side off for Trakoff. Working on the right side for Durain. Shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down offensively by Beverly in the corner. And offensive foul on Beverly High School. Or just an out of bounds. No foul call. My mistake. Just an out-of-bounds turnover. And it'll be a Peabody basketball. D'Amato working in the backcourt with Gustin. 3 minutes gone by, second half. An 11-point Beverly lead, Peabody basketball. Lawrence off to Dietzman. Back to Lawrence. He's smothered. Kicks it off for Gustin. Back to Lawrence. A three. No. Whistle underneath. A foul. That's on Beverly's Trakoff,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yep. Neither team able to run. We'll have to attribute the defense for that. And, you know, each team having to be in its half-court offense. And, again, Beverly without a score here in the second half. And just the 3 points for Peabody. We played just about halfway through the third quarter.
Lawrence getting two shots here. First one is missed. 4 minutes, 48 seconds to go, third quarter, 25-14, Beverly. Lawrence of Peabody's second shot is good. He's getting three shots here.
Yeah, he took a three. Did he take a three? Yeah, he did.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize that, but...
No, I didn't either.
Gotta
and
be the reason.
The next one is good. That'll do it. So he makes the second, makes the third, rather. So he makes two out of three. Missed the first and then made the next two free throws with the three free throws. And it's now 25-16, a 9-point Beverly lead. Big swing in the JV game earlier here tonight. Beverly was way down, but Peabody did come back to hang on to win that JV game. Here's Callis in the right corner. Shot doesn't go. Ball tipped out of bounds off Beverly. It'll be a Peabody basketball. Now, wait a minute. Now the official changes it up. Thad Broughton of Peabody, their head coach, not too happy with that. But that was just instructing his team what to do. Beverly ball underneath their own basket. Callis up top to Coughlin around the perimeter. Trakoff left wing comes to the paint. Inside a runner, right-hander. No, off the rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Dietzman of Peabody High. Off for Gustin. And he comes up guarded by Coughlin. On the right to Lawrence. He'll come to the paint. Fadeaway jump shot. Got it. John Lawrence. He now has 4 points, all of them coming in this third quarter.
Yeah, he's getting some offense going finally for Peabody as... Tanners have cut the lead now to 24-18.
Coughlin to Callis down the paint straight on. The shot doesn't go. And the loose ball is picked up by Peabody. Gustin up court left side. Pull up three. No. Rebound Coughlin off the glass. And the floor. Coughlin down. A running shot is off the fingertips of Garrity. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. Dietzman commits the foul, his third foul. So now we got two players with three fouls. Beverly's Gavin and Dietzman of Peabody each with three fouls.
So the Panthers have not scored in this, or have they? Did they get
it? No, you're right.
They have not scored.
Now they just did, as Garrity just hit a free throw.
Okay.
So the spell is off here.
Yeah, 12 points for Garrity.
So they got 6-0. They had a 6-0 run, did Peabody, to start this third quarter.
4.5 minutes without a bucket for Beverly.
And then Garrity hits the second of the two shots. So he goes 2 for 2. Now it's 27-18, 9-point Beverly lead. Peabody basketball. Beverly trapping at midcourt, but the Tanners break the press. Down court, a jump shot, no good. Rebound. Dietzman's shot is blocked, but it comes out to Peabody. With it, Lawrence, pull-up jumper, got it! John Lawrence. So Lawrence with another bucket here in the quarter.
Yeah, he's got a hot hand.
Yeah, he's got 6 points here. Pull-up Coughlin for Beverly, no. Rebound loose on the floor, Peabody ball. 7-point game. Peabody pull-up right wing, shot no good. That's an air ball off Lawrence's fingertips. And Beverly's Anderson gets the rebound. Off for Coughlin, working with Callis out there now, as well as Garrity and Durain. That's the Beverly lineup. Off to Coughlin, a runner down the paint, and he draws a foul. Ran into a wall of Peabody defenders. And that's going to be on Dietzman. That's his fourth foul. And that'll bring Schmays in off the bench for Peabody, and also...
That's huge, because... I'm sorry, Bill, for interrupting, but he's a leading rebounder. Dietzman is for Peabody.
And Stephanopoulos will be checking in a moment for Peabody. So Dietzman will be going out, I'm sure, with the four personal fouls. 2:47 to play, third quarter, 7-point game. Beverly leading and shooting fouls.
And John Lawrence has gotten Peabody back into the game with a hot third quarter so far with 8 points with 2:47 left. But Panthers maintaining the lead, keeping Peabody at arm's length. I don't know.
A little moisture on the field, on the court, on the field. Got to get this football out of the system here. On the court here, so they're drying off the floor underneath the basket, the Beverly basket. And now Ryan Anderson, senior guard, will shoot two free throws. First one's in the air to our left. No. 27-20. Here come the subs. As we mentioned, for Peabody High School, in is Schmays and also Stephanopoulos. Both have been in the game before. Chris Canella is that number 10, who we did not know for a moment, who has played in that first half. Second free throw by Anderson is good, so he goes 1 for 2, and it's an 8-point Beverly lead, 28-20. Peabody basketball, and again, Beverly looking to trap at midcourt. They do so, but they spring the ball free, teeing with it. Up on the right for Lawrence, kicking it out on the left side for Stephanopoulos. To Schmays off on the right side for Lawrence. Jump shot, no. Rebound loose around, and it was tipped in.
Lawrence with the rebound and up and in.
Okay. Big third quarter for him now. What, 8 points for him in this quarter for Lawrence. 28-22, 6-point ball game. Beverly basketball. Anderson off for Coughlin. Coughlin a straight on three. No. Rebound tipped around. Beverly comes away with it. But a travel. As Anderson came down, snapped that ball down out on the wing. Now Beverly calls a timeout. Coach Scott Lewis taking a good timeout here. With 2:08 to go third quarter, a 6-point game.
Well, that's the closest that Peabody has gotten since 52 seconds left in that first quarter. Trailing by as many as 13 points at halftime, 25-12. But thanks primarily to John Lawrence's shooting, Peabody has climbed back into this one. Score now at 28-22. And it is Lawrence who's helping them out a whole lot. The only scoring in this second half so far is Lawrence and Irizarry with the 3 points. Lawrence with, what does he have, 2, 4, 6 points. I thought I saw another. Yeah, 8 points. He's got 8. Irizarry has 3. And then for Beverly, I mean, they've just got 3 free throws. That's it. So it's reversed. Peabody's having a terrible time scoring in the first half, and right now Beverly can't buy a bucket in the second half.
Yeah, Beverly 3 of 6 from the free throw line. That's all their offense was in the third quarter. As we were noting that Peabody had 2 6-point quarters in the first half, a 6 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. That just didn't do it for them, trailing by 13 at the half, and now Beverly just pushed up a 3 at the end of 3 quarters here for 3 points in the third quarter.
Well, so we still have 2 minutes left in the third.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. What am I thinking of here?
Well, because they took the clock down. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They ran it back. That screws me up from time to time.
Okay. So they got time here. Not that bad there. It was a dry spell, but it wasn't that dry. But we'll see.
Not yet, right. Right.
Yeah, they now with the clocks, they run down the time in the timeouts. Arizaria, a two-pointer out on the left wing is good for Peabody High. Still rolling along here. Six-point game, 28-22. Now, Peabody showing some pressure in the backcourt. Struggling a bit with the basketball was Anderson, and it's a turnover.
Well, Peabody's cut the lead to 4 points, Bill, 28-24 with 1:46 left to go. That's the closest they've been since early in the game. Last time they were tied was at 4-4, so Peabody closing this gap. And, you know, you mentioned the end of the third quarter. Well, it's getting close to that now, and Beverly does not have a field goal.
A minute 45 to play here in the third quarter, 28-24. And now Peabody turns it over as Peabody's Tien couldn't handle a pass, and it goes off his fingertips right by the Peabody bench.
Only the first turnover of the second half for Peabody.
Here's Coughlin breaking the press and drawing a foul.
Now would Tom Heinsohn call that one a ticky-tack foul?
Don Lawrence.
Yeah. I didn't even see that one. Anyway.
And on the floor, and it'll be a Beverly ball on the sidelines out near midcourt. Coughlin takes the pass in backcourt. Off for Trakoff in forecourt. Callis left wing, a little space. They give it to him. Now down low underneath. Garrity is free, and he lays it in.
What a beautiful pass. Garrity getting the first field goal of the second half with 1:17 left for Beverly.
They've got 5 points here in the third quarter. 30-24, six-point Beverly lead. Schmaes outside to Stephanopoulos. A pass down on the right for Lawrence as it batted away. Beverly basketball. Good alert work by Coughlin defensively. Coughlin with it on the fly. A scoop. No. Shot blocked. I think it might have been Tien who redirected that. Good effort by Tien. Here's Peabody back. Pull up jump shot. Lawrence got it. John Lawrence. Wow, he's got 10 points now in this third quarter.
He's the hot hand.
30-26, four-point Beverly lead. Coughlin with it. Man-to-man defense, guarded there by Lawrence. Off on the right side, Anderson to Trakoff out deep, guarded by Tien. Off on the right, Anderson. Garrity is fouled. Garrity is fouled there by Arizari. So that's his second.
Yeah, Arizari took a chance trying to go for the steal, and he ended up on top of Anderson.
So it is a...
Well, it wasn't Anderson, was it...
Garrity, yes. Long inbounds for Beverly. Comes to Callis, comes to the foul line, drives the paint, doesn't go. Put a shot up. Arizari the rebound. Down court on the right, it is Stephanopoulos. Back on the left, it comes to Arizari on the left side. Tien pull up jump shot. No, underneath. Put up the glass, off the glass, and in by Lawrence. 12 points for him. Now just 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Coughlin outside. Fade away right side jumper doesn't go, and the quarter ends. It's a two-point game. 30-28. Beverly is leading by just 2 points at the end of three quarters. They led by 13 at the half. We'll be back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastown, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
13-point lead for Beverly at the half that has shrunk to 2 points thanks to John Lawrence of Peabody High School. 12 points in that second, in the third quarter, rather. And we have a ball game right now as, let's see, they had 12 up to 28. So 16 points for Peabody in that half, in that quarter, rather, and only 5 for Beverly. So this has been a titanic defensive struggle. Offenses, neither offense getting heat up, but John Lawrence has brought Peabody back all by himself with his shooting.
And again, Junior Estrella out with the injury. He's their leading scorer and certainly one of their leading rebounders as well for Peabody High School, out with that ankle injury. Went out in the first half. It's a Beverly basketball. Boy, they need it. Leading by now 2 points. Just underway, fourth quarter, 30-28. Garrity, pass down underneath, and a layup doesn't go by Gavin. Peabody rebound. Chance to tie here, and a turnover. Double dribble.
You know, that's the third straight turnover for Peabody, and that's that kills the momentum, but they have managed to cut it to two, and I wonder if Beverly now is going to try to go to more to Garrity. Garrity is the the leading scorer with 15 points. He's the leading scorer in the game as we start this fourth quarter.
Anderson off on the right side to Garrity, underneath to Gavin. Shot doesn't go. Rebound Schmays of Peabody High School. Off for D'Amato. D'Amato a three. He's got it. And there's the Peabody lead right there. 30-21 with 7:17 to play. Trakoff left wing. Trailing now is Beverly by a point. Garrity, left baseline jump shot, no good. Gavin, the rebound on the baseline, is fouled. We're brought to you in part by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Foul is on Stephanopoulos of Peabody. Beverly ball on the end line.
First foul on Stephanopoulos, and Beverly trailing now for the first time in the game.
Trakoff, a three on the left wing. No. Rebound Schmays. Got good position there. Big, lanky center forward. Off for Lawrence. Shot doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Garrity. They need Garrity to come up big here, does Beverly. Here's Coughlin down on the left for Anderson. Left corner three. No. In and out. Rebound Schmays. Another rebound for Schmays of Peabody High. Off for D'Amato. Exchanges with Lawrence outside. Lawrence guarded by Coughlin. Out on the right wing, a three attempt, no good by Stephanopoulos. Schmays with the ball for Peabody. Off for Stephanopoulos, a three, got it! 34-30. Stephanopoulos with a three. 6 minutes to play in the basketball game. Peabody up by 4 points, 34-30. Big swing here in tonight's second half. Anderson drives for Beverly, and he lays it in. Much needed basket for Beverly High School. Their first points of the fourth quarter, coming in 2 minutes into the quarter. Coach Scott Lewis hoping to spark something offensively here. His team needs to score some points here. Scored over 70 against Lynn English in their last game. There's a turnover as D'Amato can't handle the basketball. Beverly gets the basketball. Trakoff on the take to the basket, off the glass. No. Garrity the rebound. Up. No. And the rebound pulled down by Peabody's Arizari. Drops it off for Stephanopoulos, who in turn gives to D'Amato. Slowly up court. A little slow down here. Here's D'Amato coming to the basket. Bumped by Garrity. No, he's traveling. There was a little contact, but that was after the travel violation. Turnover. 2-point game. Peabody up by two. Beverly basketball.
One thing Peabody's doing better in the second half, Bill, is boxing out. They are really doing a much better job on the boards.
Coughlin off to Trakoff as they swing around, exchange outside. Here's Garrity driving left side to the right, off the glass and in. Ties the game, Ryan Garrity.
He's been able to do that all night. Whenever he goes to the basket, people just get out of his way. He's a wide body.
Tie game at 34 with 4:51 to play, fourth quarter. Schmays out top, big lanky guy, two hands over his head, pass off on the left side, Stephanopoulos with it, working with D'Amato, pull up jumper, three, D'Amato, no, he goes down to his tailgate, rebounding foul.
Well, that was on,
Beverly.
I thought it was on Gavin, and they're calling it the other way on Schmays. Oh my.
No, 2-2, is there a 2-2?
Well, he's not in the game, it was Schmays.
Yeah, it is Schmays, yep.
It was Schmays, and I thought it was the other way because position. But anyway, that's the way it goes. And that'll give Beverly the ball back with this game tied at 34.
We're in the bonus here with seven team fouls here. And we'll go to the line for 1-1. We're brought to you in part by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And by attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. And by the Sylvan Street Grill.
Well, again, and in this particular quarter, it's been the play of Ben Schmays on the boards. Four rebounds. for Peabody High School. And as I said, they've been boxing out much better, getting much better rebounding situation, getting the ball more often. And you can't say enough about what John Lawrence did for them in that second quarter with 12 points. But Pat Ryan Garrity, I almost said Pat Garrity, Ryan Garrity, the leading scorer in the game with 17 points, just the one bucket here in the fourth quarter, driving to the basket. He's also got five boards. Leading rebounder, Kyle Coughlin, very cold from the floor offensively, doesn't have a point, but he does have seven rebounds.
We're in the fourth quarter here from Beverly High School. Beverly had a 13-point lead at the half. They had a two-point lead at the end of three quarters, 30-28. Then they went down here in the fourth quarter. And now we're tied at 34.
So the game started. It was 4-all the last time we had a tie. Beverly took off, built as much as a 13-point lead. But then Peabody cut the gap and managed to tie it here in this fourth quarter.
We got a one-and-one situation for Beverly High School. Is Gavin at the free throw line? Yes, it is. Gavin hits the first. So there's a one-point Beverly lead, 35-34. Gavin of Beverly, foul line to our left, misses the second one. Rebound tipped around. Peabody comes away with it. They got numbers. Tien kicks it off on the left side. A three by Lawrence doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Beverly's Loretti. Now here's Beverly trying to reestablish themselves in this game at home here tonight with 4:20 to play. Trakoff outside, picked up by Tien. Off to Coughlin, coming to the paint. A runner, a scoop. Foul. No shot didn't go. But Coughlin will go to the line, and that's on Dietzman. That's his fifth foul if that's Dietzman back into the game.
I think it is on Dietzman. It's number five.
Yeah, he's fouled out of the game. So there's his fifth foul. He goes out with 4:16 to play.
Well, they're going to put Schmaes back in, and Schmaes has done a great job on the boards.
He's done very, he's very effective. Half. He's here tonight.
He's got some height, too, I think. What is he, 6'4", senior?
Coughlin, free throw is good. That's his first point of the night, Kyle Coughlin.
He ain't been trying. He's been shooting.
The second one is coming up here, and that's no good. Beverly's got a two-point lead, and there's a rebounding foul here. Oh, no, and that's on Schmaes, too. Ooh. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors, Phil Sheridan of Peabody High School, Kathy Strangie in their athletic office, as well as James Coffey from Beverly High School for their help, not just getting ready for tonight's game, but for all season long here on MSONewsSports.com.
Gavin comes out, Callis comes in for Beverly.
Garrity goes to the free throw line. Garrity with a 1-1, makes the first, so he'll get the bonus. Nine team fouls on Peabody, so one more, they go into the double bonus, does Beverly. Next one's in the air, that's good, rolled around the rim and in. Now it's a 4-point Beverly lead, and Beverly putting on full court pressure here.
Was
on
that
the
Gavin on that?
Yeah,
Gavin,
no, yes. No, that was Garrity.
Garrity, 5 for 5 from the line.
D'Amato of Peabody breaks the press, working it off for Gustin, back down deep left corner for Peabody. 4 minutes to play in this game. Left wing three, air ball, offensive rebound for Peabody underneath. That's Canella, and the shot is no good on the right wing this time. Scrap for the ball, and coming away with it, and putting it in is Arizari. Moise Arizari with his first points of the fourth quarter. He's got 10 points now in the game. 3:40 to play, a two-point game. Beverly leads. Trakoff outside, guarded by Tien off for Coughlin. Fumbled it for a moment, comes back with it. Pull-up jump shot. No, rebound, Trakoff goes back up, no, Garrity up, no, Garrity gets the ball again, kicks it back out deep for Loretti, and they reset. 25 on the shot clock, Coughlin outside, guarded tightly there by Gustin, off for Garrity, and he hits it for the foul line. Another basket for Garrity, this one from outside, it's a 4-point Beverly lead, 40-36. D'Amato gets by on a pick. Pass to the middle goes out of bounds off Peabody.
Now, well, they're going to Garrity. Garrity's been the hot hand. 4-point lead. Garrity with 6 points here in this fourth quarter. And he's all over the place. Last, most recent shot from the foul line.
Pat Gavin back into the game, and Callis, Hugh Callis, out of the game for Beverly High School. Coughlin with it, left side off for Trakoff. Beats his man, pull-up jumper, left wing, no. Rebound loose on the floor. Beverly comes, scraps for it. No, they don't get it. Here's Tian with it on the fly to the basket. Scoop, got it. Oh, what a nice effort by Tian, readjusting his body for the scoop. It's a two-point game. Right back is Gavin. His shot is blocked. Wow. Arizari with that block. Great defensive play by the Peabody forward. Right back is Peabody. D'Amato, a runner. No, off the rim. Doesn't go. Ball tipped around. And Trakoff settles it down. Off for Coughlin, left side. Back in the middle. Here's Gavin. Up. No, he's traveling. Turnover. Two-point game with 2:15 to play. Beverly up 40-38.
Now they decide to run, see? There wasn't any running the first 30 minutes of the game. But the last two, they're moving up and down the court.
Peabody basketball trying to tie it up here. One possession game here. D'Amato, pull-up jump shot over Loretti. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Arizari up, no good. Second effort, no. 2 second efforts there by Arizari. And here's Beverly back on the attack on the rebound. Here, Coughlin slowly up to midcourt. Time ticking off, and a timeout called by Beverly. Oh, man. Two-point game, 40-38, Beverly up on top.
Yeah, it's been within four this whole fourth quarter after that big first-half lead by Beverly, but big adjustment by Peabody on defense in particular and off the glass also, as they have managed to pull down a whole bunch more rebounds in the second half than they had in that first half. And, of course, now fouls a big factor in the game, with Will Dietzman having fouled out for Peabody, and, the bonus situation for Peabody. I'm sorry, for Beverly, not for Peabody. It could really come back to hurt Peabody, these fouls in the second half. But the leading scorer, Garrity, has been immense in his fourth quarter. He's been huge with the 6 points. And
he's got 19 altogether.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's been the man. Lawrence, with the big third quarter for Peabody, cooled off here in this fourth quarter, and he's only got the two shots, and that's it.
Yeah, so he's got 12 points. So Lawrence with 12, and all of those points coming in the third quarter, as you said, Rick, while Garrity, again, with the 19 points overall, he spread his scoring out. He had, Garrity had 4 of Beverly's 5 points in the third quarter. That's kind of a statement for you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And also the 5 points indicates the defense.
Right. So, and again, we point out that the junior Estrella of Peabody went out in the first half with that ankle injury. On the bench, he has not been able to come back into the game. Winding it down here in Beverly, back underway here, a minute 40 to play. Trakoff with it outside, Beverly by 2. Trakoff to the foul line, picked up by Tian, off on the right to Coughlin. Coughlin on the dribble to Garrity, back to Coughlin, down the paint, shot blocked. And the rebound is loose ball picked up there by Gustin. Down court on the right for Lawrence to Tian outside. Tian working on Loretti, back on the left side. Arizari out as Stephanopoulos, a three, doesn't go. Off the glass, not off the rim. Garrity the rebound to Coughlin. Down court, right side. Banking it off, is that Trakoff? No, it's Gavin. Second effort, Gavin. That doesn't go. And a double dribble. Peabody, they got the rebound, and Beverly will have it underneath their own basket.
Oh, that's huge. They needed that ball. With a two-point difference here, 40-38, Beverly hanging on.
D'Amato back in the game for Peabody High School. Trakoff to inbound to Gavin, off for Coughlin outside, guarded tightly there by Gustin. To Loretti outside, guarded by D'Amato.
To
Trakoff,
yeah,
and Trakoff is fouled by Lawrence.
Yeah, I think Lawrence was a little surprised that he was. Trakoff put the brakes on, and Lawrence just plummeted into him. That's the 10th team foul on Peabody in this half.
Yeah, so they're in the double bonus now. So this will be two shots here, fouled outside.
Yes.
So this is where it's going to hurt Peabody here.
Could be the difference right here.
Trakoff to the line for two shots here, fouled outside on the floor. First one's good.
That's his fourth point. He's got the 3 point. No, I'm sorry. He's got a 2 point. That's his 6 point.
So Callis and Garrity in the prime rebounding spots for Beverly. Trakoff's second free throw with a 3 point lead is good. So now it's a four-point game, 42-38, Peabody basketball. In backcourt, Lawrence, to forecourt, left side, guarded by Coughlin, overplaying him to the outside. Off for Tien, top of the circle. Schmays in the lineup as well. D'Amato, a three, left wing, short. Rebound, Coughlin, pulls it back. Buys a little time off the clock. Coughlin, downcourt, Trakoff on the right wing. Beverly trying to run a little time off the clock here. 30 seconds on the game clock. Timeout, Beverly, 21 on the shot clock. So there's a little 8-second differential here. 4-point Beverly lead, 42-38.
Well, the way this game has gone, it's similar to football. Football needing a first down to run out the clock late when you got a small lead. And Beverly needs to hold on to the ball here, run the clock down, and then get a decent shot off of the 4-point lead. You know what I was thinking, Bill? Back in the first half, you called a man-to-man defense. And I'm looking out there, and I'm thinking, man, that doesn't look like a man-to-man defense. It looks like a 2-3 zone. But it looked that way because the offenses weren't moving very much. The defenses were really smothering. In the second half, the defenses have been pretty good, and I think the difference has been, again, that the Peabody rebounding in that third quarter, which got them back into the game, the scoring of John Lawrence, which got them into the game. But right now, Ryan Garrity and Sam Trakoff helping keep Peabody down by a couple of points. So with only seconds to go, I think we got 20-something seconds left. It's and Beverly having the ball. They really just need to run the clock down, get a good shot off, and then just get back on defense. 4 points are hard to come by tonight.
Yeah. Well, this Beverly team, as we mentioned, I was talking with Coach Lewis before the game and looking at their Lynn English score, where each team scored over 70 points, that they were in an up-and-down game here. But this is points have been a little tougher to get here tonight.
Yep.
Between these two clubs. Two very evenly matched teams, it appears.
29 seconds left to go, and this is fit the pattern of all our broadcasts, right down to the wire.
Loretti inbounds for Beverly High School, gets it off for Gavin, and he is fouled.
Yeah, that was Tien, I believe, hanging on to the shirt of Coughlin, trying to make the pass.
So Peabody fouling to try to get the ball back here with 28 seconds to play now.
I guess it was Gavin trying to make the pass since he's at the free throw line. I thought it was three, but it's 33.
Yeah, so Gavin with two shots here. Makes the first.
Oh, that's huge. That's a five-point difference now. That's a gigantic play right there.
Still a two-possession game in a way, and the second one is good. So it's a six-point Beverly lead, 44-38, Peabody basketball. Tien down the paint, puts it on the glass, no. Rebound pulled down, Arizari, up shot, no good. Tien again, no. Three chances, Beverly's Coughlin is tied up on the floor. I don't think that's a foul. I think they just tied him up.
That's the first jump ball of the night.
If it was a jump ball, but it looks like there's a foul here.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
they're going to call a foul. I don't know about that one, but there
you go.
Arizari. Yeah, they're going to call it on Arizari. It's third. And that should do it. I mean, tremendous close ball game, but what do we have here? 44, 38, 6. No, they got the last free throw. It should be 45.
Yeah, 44, 38, yeah.
But they got that last free throw. Okay.
Second one is, first free throw rather, is no good by Coughlin.
Okay.
And now the second one is in the air to our left, in and out. So Coughlin misses. Offensive rebound pulled down by Garrity of Beverly. He goes down to the floor. He's traveling. Turnover and Peabody basketball. Timeout, Peabody. 12.6 seconds to play. And it's a six-point Beverly lead. Hey, we're brought to you in part tonight by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. HarringtonTrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service. Stop by and see Kevin and Marty Harrington as soon as possible. I love that, as you mentioned, Rick, we were talking about the fan section, the student section down to our left underneath the Beverly basket here now. The one they're shooting at, the Beverly bench end here. One end zone stands, and the rest of the seats are all across the way with the bleachers and then the balcony.
Student body, though, is they've been on their feet all night rooting for their team, and I think the most negative thing they've said tonight is you can't do that, which is pretty cool. But
I heard airball, too.
Airball,
well,
yeah.
That's not necessarily a positive
thing. I think, well, but when you shoot it, you're pretty much saying the same thing yourself. Well, yeah, crap,
I mean, that doesn't, you don't really have the holiday spirit when you're chanting
airball.
Well,
I suppose.
Right?
But they do have the Santa's hats on. But what a weird game. A very low-scoring game. Peabody coming back after seeing a 13-point deficit at the half. They came back to tie it. And now it looks like Beverly's going to win this thing with a six-point lead and 12 and a half seconds left.
It'll be a Peabody basketball in backcourt as Stephanopoulos will inbound. They have Tian and Lawrence out there in the backcourt. Arizari, who's had a big game, down on the left side for Gustin. Then now a three from the left corner by Lawrence, no good. And Coughlin with the rebound. Downcourt pass to Loretti, and he holds the ball, and that's it.
.44-38 is the final. As Tanners came back, made it close, but Beverly showing its composure, not panicking, and going to the big man, Ryan Garrity, in the fourth quarter. They managed to hold on to the six-point win.
Did Garrity get any more after the 19? I think he did, right?
Maybe not. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, what? 12, 14, 16, 18, 19.
No, he finishes with 19.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ryan Garrity, big night for him. We'll step aside. We'll be back with our recap in just a second.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, back at the Henry Cabot Lodge Fieldhouse, it is a big win for the Beverly Panthers. They're second of the season. They're now 2-2. Peabody falls to 1-3, 44-38. Win for the Panthers. They led after one by a margin of 12-6, and at the half by 25-12. And it was done primarily with the shooting of Ryan Garrity, smothering defense, and a very stone cold offense for the Peabody Tanners. Second half, though, a different story. John Lawrence pumped home 12 points for Peabody in that second half to bring the Tanners back. And after three, it was 30 to, where were we here? 30 to 28. 2-point lead after three. But then Beverly, as we said, maintaining its composure, regaining control on the boards in the fourth quarter, going to the free throw line many, many times, many more times than Peabody. In fact, in the fourth quarter, Peabody went to the line zero times. In the second half, Peabody made it to the foul line 1, 2, 3, 4 times, whereas Beverly in the second half, bear with me now, these are free throw attempts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So more than a 4-1 differential in free throws, and that turned out to be the difference in the game. Leading scorer in the ball game, Ryan Garrity for Beverly with 21 points, and had some big points in the second half. When they needed it, he got it. 21 points for Garrity, 7 rebounds to lead the way for the Beverly Panthers. And on the other side, Irizarry had a pretty good second half, bringing down, 8 or 9 rebounds for Beverly, but it just wasn't enough. He had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points for Peabody to be the second highest scorer behind John Lawrence with 12 points for the Tanners. And that's it, a very low-scoring game, 44-38. Very tough night for Peabody shooting the ball. Bill's going to get some sound. We'll have some more information for you, of course, up on the website with interviews after the game. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that we're going to take it a little bit easy next few days, next couple of days. Check the website, though, for our next broadcast. We will have some games next week, and we're going to come back with our full schedule, of course, right after the new year. Tournaments abound next week in hockey and in basketball all over the North Shore. And we'll keep up with them in terms of getting interviews and scores and so on. So on behalf of Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our streamographer, Andrew Nicastro, and don't forget to check out Andrew's streamography.com, an amazing website with amazing deals for you and lots that he can do for the streaming videography that he does, streamography.com. I'm Rick Moore. Final score from the Lodge Fieldhouse at Beverly High School. It's the Beverly Panthers 44 and the Peabody Tanners 38. Have a great weekend, and of course, a very Merry Christmas to everybody.
This is MSO Web Radio. at morestuffonline.com.